Amazing Mr. Smith, starring Alan Jocelyn as Jeffrey Smith and Ed Brophy as Herbie. Jeffrey Smith, so you all will know, is a young man about Hollywood who has the amazing faculty for attracting trouble in various and unexpected forms. From his family, Jeff Smith has inherited a comfortable income, while from his Army career, he has inherited his ex-sergeant, Herbie, who has since become a devoted valet, chauffeur, and bodyguard. Our story starts late Friday evening as we find Jeff and Herbie speeding up the coast highway toward Loon Point, a small peninsula jutting out into the Pacific north of Santa Barbara. They are to spend the weekend as the invited house guests of Patricia Gilmore. And so begins the story of the Hooting Owl.
Herbie, we should have been at Pat Gilmore's place hours ago. I don't mind being late, but do we have to be lost, too?
I'm sorry, boss. The reason we started late was because my watch stopped.
Your watch stopped?
Honest, it's the first time in my life I ever got 5 o'clock shadow at 7 o'clock.
Herbie, how would you like 30 days with Abbott and Costello? Hey, wait a minute. There's a gas station up ahead. We can stop and ask for directions.
Yes, sir. Something I can do for you, mister.
Well, we have enough gas, thanks. Can you tell us how to get to Loon Point? We're looking for the Gilmore place.
You mean Greystone?
Gravestone? Did you say Greystone! Oh, yes, I thought you said Greystone.
It could be grave, mister. The owl's been hooting up there.
All right, Orson. But how do we get there?
You get there by staying on this highway for 3 miles till you hit a dirt road. Turn right for about 2 miles and keep going. You can't miss Greystone. But if you're smart, you might want to miss it.
Oh. Well, thanks very much. When I get back to town, I'll send you a nice vampire.
You can joke all you want, mister. But we got a saying around these parts. When the owl hoots twice, beware. Horrible death is in the air.
Well, so long. See you in a bad dream sometime.
Hey, boss, did you hear that poem? When the owl hoots twice, beware, horrible death is in the air. I never heard that nursery rhyme.
Sure, Mother Goose Pimples. Well, Herbie, I guess this is the Gilmore house.
What a creepy joint. I heard of ivy clinging to a place, but this stuff is strangling it.
Yeah, it's quite a house. Looks like a headstone with windows. Well, come on, grab one of the suitcases. We'll make a run for it. It's starting to rain pretty hard.
Okay.
You know, this house would make a great set for a Charlie Chan picture.
You please to come in.
Perfect casting.
Miss Gilmore, a gentleman to room. Please follow Lee Sing.
You unpack the bags, Herbie. I'll be up soon.
Okay, boy.
Oh, there you are, Jeff. You were a darling to come out in all this rain.
Hello, Pat.
Hello, Herbie.
Hello, Miss Gilmore.
Nice night for a murder, isn't it?
Yes, this hallway is a little gloomy. Let's go into the library. The fire's still going. It's right here.
Oh, say, this is swell. Nice and warm. Want to hold hands?
Jeff, please be serious.
Okay, let's neck.
Jeff, you don't understand. I've got to have a serious talk with you.
Oh, look, Pat, you've known me for years. I'm not the type. You and the gang and I'll have some laughs. We can talk later.
But I haven't invited anyone else down here but you.
What? That's a fine house party. You, me, and a Chinaman all alone in a haunted house? Oh, well, we can always scare up a fourth for bridge. Oh, I didn't mean to scare it up that fast. Well, that must be that owl that the fellow was telling me about.
Jeff, who told you about the owl?
Wait a minute. You mean there is an owl? You mean that road company Dracula was right with that gruesome poem? And I'm in a house that's empty with nothing but Chinamen? That can't happen. I'm getting out of here.
Jeff Smith, don't be fantastic. There are some people here.
People? Well, bring them in. Let's play gin or scotch or bourbon. Do something. Who are these lovely people?
Well, there's my younger brother, Dick, and Mr. Grimshaw, the family lawyer who came down yesterday, and, of course, Uncle Jonathan.
Look, Pat, what's it all about? I don't get it.
Well, it's pretty hard to explain, but I'll start from the beginning. You see, after Dad died 6 months ago, the only thing left was this depressing place and the boathouse and the boat. So my brother Dick and I decided to come up here for a while.
Let's get back to Uncle Jonathan. I never heard about him.
He's been living alone here. Well, Dick and I had no place to live, so we moved up here last week. And from the moment we set foot in this house, I felt that something was wrong.
Like what?
There's the owl, for example. And Lee Singh, Jeff, he terrifies me.
Why don't you fire him? Send him back to Warner Brothers.
There's another thing. Do you remember my little spaniel, Tony?
Yeah.
I found him dead last night. Took him to the vet this morning, and he was poisoned, Jeff. Cyanide.
Oh, that's tough, Pat. But after all, why should anybody want to deliberately poison a little puppy?
Well, I don't know how to explain it, and I know it sounds crazy, but I could swear that someone's trying to get Dick and me out of this house. That's why I called you down. Jeff, you've got to help me.
Pat, you'd better stop listening to those programs. The thin man, the fat man, the cat man, the rat man.
Jeff, I'm not imagining things. I really...
Pat, help somebody! Help!
What?
Help!
What's that?
That's Dick up there. Come on. Dick, what is it?
Come on, hurry. I think Uncle Jonathan's been murdered.
He's all right, Pat. Yes, there. See, his eyelids are moving.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. They're giving us a scare like that.
I couldn't help it. I was going down the hall to see if Jeff had arrived when I noticed the door to Uncle's room was open. Well, I looked in, and there he was, slumped down in the wheelchair, out cold. I thought he was dead. Anything can happen in this house.
Whoever attacked him must have hit him on the head with this paperweight on the floor here.
That's right, boss. The guy must have got out through that open window.
Herbie, did you hear any noise?
No, Lee Singh and me were next door... packing the bags in your bedroom. Then we heard some yelling, so we ran out here.
Looks like the smelling salts are working, Jeff.
Yes, I guess so. Better give him some more of this. Here you are, Uncle Jonathan. Take a little more of this brandy.
Help.
Oh, must be a scotch drink.
Uncle Jonathan, it's all right. It's me, Pat.
Pat, what happened? Don't let them get them away. Who's this man? Maybe...
No, this is Jeff Smith. He's a good friend of mine.
Leave me alone. They're trying to kill me. They're trying to murder me. I know it.
Dick, what's going on here? What's the trouble here?
Grimshaw, they're trying to kill me.
Uncle, please. Now everything's going to be all right.
What's happened here, Patricia? Won't somebody tell me? Who is this man?
This is Jeff Smith, a good friend. Jeff and I were talking down in the library when Dick discovered that Uncle Jonathan had been attacked. We ran up and found him unconscious with that gash on his head and the window wide open.
That's right, Mr. Grimshaw, and I suggest we phone the police. Herbie, you better go out and use that phone in the hall.
Okay, boss. Pat, I've got to get out of here. This house is driving me crazy. I haven't slept a wink since I've been here.
Now, Dick, control yourself. No one's going to harm you.
Oh, no? Listen, Mr. Grimshaw, where were you during the last 10 minutes? How come you didn't hear all this?
My boy, what are you inferring?
Dick, please.
Leave me alone, Pat. I know what I'm saying. Hey, boss.
What's the matter?
Hey, boss, guess what? Just like a mystery, the wire's been cut. What? The phone's dead.
A phone? Oh, Herbie, the storm probably blew the wires down. How do you know they've been cut?
Boss, are you asking me? I know a good job when I see one.
This is crazy. I think we should send Lee Singh down to the village for the police, then go to our rooms, lock the doors, and relax.
Is it all right with you if I lock my door tonight and relax tomorrow? Oh, Lee Singh.
Lee Singh, are you here?
No, don't do that. I'll never play Chinese checkers again.
Very sorry. Lee Singh go for police. Come back soon.
What do we do now, Jeff?
Well, I think we ought to make Uncle Jonathan comfortable and then take Mr. Grimshaw's advice and go to our rooms.
Oh, that owl again.
Bad luck. Uncle Jonathan's fainted. Never mind. We'll get to him later. Mr. Smith fainted, too.
Oh, my head. What happened?
You must have fainted, Jeff.
Yeah. The owl hooted twice and you passed out once. Miss Gilmore and me brought you down here to the library.
What? Oh, Must have been the excitement. I didn't have much dinner tonight.
Ah, boys, you know you put away a steak for dinner.
Well?
You were just scared.
Scared? Listen, Herbie, just mention one thing that frightens me.
An owl.
That's enough. Pat, while we're waiting for Lee Singh to come back with the police, I want to ask you a couple of things. First of all, what are all those big lamps doing in your uncle's room?
You mean the arc lamps? Uncle Jonathan uses them for his photography work. It's his hobby.
It's his hobby, huh? Well, who are all these people he thinks are after him, trying to kill him?
I don't know, Jeff.
Pat, can I ask you a frank question?
Certainly.
Do you think your uncle's nuts?
Don't be absurd, Jeff. Although I will admit he's been acting strangely ever since Dick and I arrived. He stays up in his room all day, so we were in deathly fear of something.
Hey, boss, how about that lawyer, Grimshaw? He said he was walking around outside in a storm. He could have climbed up those big vines outside Jonathan's window, clunked him a good one, and got out again. That's some walk. Up a wall.
But, Jeff, I can't believe anything like that about Mr. Grimshaw. Dick and I have known him ever since we've been children.
Look, boss, I got another idea. Pardon me, Mr. Gilmore, but your brother Dick, he could have gone in the old guy's room, give him a knock, and let out a yell. That's possible, ain't it?
Herbie.
Oh, shouldn't have said ain't, huh?
This is all horrible. First Mr. Grimshaw suspected and now Dick. This house is driving all of us mad. I've got to get out of here. I'm going back to Beverly Hills.
Now, Pat, I don't know if that's... I don't know if that's such a good idea. If somebody really is trying to get you out of the house, you'll be doing exactly what they want. Why don't we wait for Lee Singh to come back with the police?
What's taking him so long? He should have been here by now.
Maybe I ought to have a take a look around outside the house, huh, boys?
Yeah, Herbie, you go ahead.
Okay, I'll be back in a moment with Charmaine Joe.
It's Lee Singh.
Hey, boss, look.
It's Lee Singh, I tell you.
Formerly Lee Singh. Presently a corpse.
Here, Smith, you mean to say that Lee Singh's body was propped up against the library door with a knife in his back? Ridiculous. I refuse to believe he's been murdered.
All right, then he wasn't murdered. But if he was my bridge partner, all he could do is play dummy.
That's it. I insist that someone go for the authorities at once.
You saw what happened to the last man who tried it. Would you like to go, Mr. Grimshaw?
Well, I...
That's what I thought. Anyone else like to go?
Don't look at me, boss.
Has anyone told Jonathan? Lee Singh was his servant. He might know something about this. We can't just sit here idly by while murder's committed under our very noses.
What should we do, stick out our very necks?
You're not very amusing, Smith. I advise all of you to come upstairs with me.
Now, we must...
All right, come on.
Hey, boss, did you get a good gander at Lee Singh?
Yes, yes, Herbie.
Did you see something screwy?
Quiet. I know what you mean. I noticed it, too.
Are you going to tell him?
I don't know yet.
Jonathan, are you awake? Jonathan! Jonathan!
Yes. Who is it? Who's there?
It's Grimshaw. May I come in?
Oh, yes, yes. Come in. Grimshaw, what happened? Why are you all here?
Uncle Jonathan, we must talk to you. It's important.
Well, what is it? Something's wrong. Where's Lee Singh? The police?
Jonathan, I've bad news for you. Lee Singh never reached the police. He's been murdered.
Murdered? Who did it? Why are you all standing around? Why don't you do something? Search the house, the grounds.
I don't think there's much use in doing that.
Jeff, what do you mean?
I mean we all ought to go to our rooms, and this time stay there until morning.
And lock the doors, too, huh, boss?
Herbie, as my old college professor used to say, et lumen numen in hoc veritas ad valorem.
Boss, what's that mean?
I'm a Yale man. It means lock the doors.
What are you driving at? What's on your mind?
I'll tell you what's on my mind, Mr. Grimshaw. You all saw Lee Singh's body. Didn't anyone notice that his raincoat was dry?
I don't understand, Jeff. What are you trying to say?
Well, it's pretty simple, Pat. It's been pouring outside, and if Lee Singh's coat was dry, then he didn't set foot out the front door.
In other words,
exactly.
You...
The murderer of Lee Singh must be hiding somewhere in this house. Now, I suggest we all go to our rooms and go to bed.
Yeah, but if you fall asleep...
What suckers?
Let me in.
What's the matter? Are you scared?
Oh, me? Yeah. Ain't you scared, boss?
Me scared? Certainly not.
Well, let me in.
All right. Wait till I move the furniture away from the door.
How come you're not sleeping?
I'd rather worry.
Me too.
Well, pull up a shiver and sit down. You know, Herbie, I think we ought to go back to Beverly Hills.
Well, what about Miss Gilmore? She's counting on you.
Yeah, and if we hang around here, they'll be counting over me.
Look, let's handle this thing scientific. You saw all those thin man pictures. In a case like this, what would William Powell do?
I don't know. I'm always watching Myrna Loy. I tell you, there's one thing, though, I can't get off my mind.
You mean about the owl?
Yeah. Every time something happens, that owl hoots.
And every time that owl hoots, something happens. That boy hoots every hour on the hour.
This may turn out to be a gruesome watch crime.
Oh,
silly. Herbie, who in this house do you think would know that superstition about the owl?
I guess the old geezer, Uncle Jonathan, would know all about it. Hey, you mean Lee Sing clipped Jonathan, then the old guy knifed him back for revenge? Well, how could he get out of the wheelchair?
Uncle Jonathan might have had an accomplice.
Yeah, the lawyer, Martin Q. Grimshaw.
What about Dick?
I got it. He's helping Grimshaw.
And I was helping Dick, and you were helping me?
Then I'm the murderer.
Herbie, remind me to stick your head in a doorbell sometime.
Listen, boss, somebody knocked off Lee Sing. If it ain't the people we know, then there must be another guy. And if he ain't hiding upstairs, then he must be downstairs.
That's right, Herbie. We're upstairs, and he's downstairs. Good night.
Okay, good night. Wait a minute. If the guy is down there, maybe we could catch him.
That's what bothers me. Besides, what chance have we got without a gun?
I got my gun.
Oh, we'd have to have a flashlight.
I got a flashlight.
Me and my big mouth.
Listen, boss. Suppose there is a guy downstairs. He's still 2-1.
Sure, 2-1 we don't come back alive. Oh, well, all right. Let's go.
Boy, this hallway is pitch black. I can't see a thing. Hey, but boss, when you were a little boy, were you ever afraid of the dark?
Yes, I am. Herbie, I mean, don't be so nervous.
Are you kidding? You're plenty nervous yourself.
Don't be silly.
Well, if you ain't nervous, then why are you shaking?
I'm not shaking. I just have good rhythm.
I can hardly see up here. Don't fall on the stairs.
Oh, don't worry. I won't.
Look out! Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I needed some new x-rays anyhow.
The kitchen is down this way. Say, that was some fall you took. Those stairs must have been covered with Johnson's glow coat.
I only wish I'd landed on my coat.
Here's the kitchen, boss. You look at the door. I'll try the window. Everything seems to be okay. The door locked from the inside.
Hey, look at those big pantry closets. I wonder.
You think the guy's hiding in there?
Well, let's try one and see. Get out your gun and I'll open it. Are you ready?
Hey! Look at all the grub, cans of soup and rice and beans. Look at all that stuff. All these other closets are full of food, too. Must be at least 500 cans of soup.
Wait a minute. I'm beginning to get a rough idea of what's been happening in this house.
You know where the murderer is hiding? Or is that a stab in the dark?
Don't say that. Come on. We've got to check the other rooms down here. I'll take the dining room. You try the library.
Boss, you know what you're asking me to do?
No, what?
Lee Sing was in there. You're asking me to hobnob with a cadaver.
Oh, a dead person can't hurt you.
I know, but can he do me any good?
All right. I'll go with you. I'll open the door and you throw your flash around the room. Here goes.
Do you see anything?
No. Hold that flash still. Stop shaking.
What? The last time Lee Sing was here, where was he?
Why, he was right over there next to that. Hey, Lee Sing's body has disappeared. I don't get it. A man goes for the police, he disappears, we find him dead, his body disappears.
Dead or alive, that guy is certainly restless. I can't figure it. I'm all at sea.
At sea? Herbie, maybe you've got some. Sure, the boathouse.
What's down at the boathouse?
I think we'll find the answer to this whole mystery. Come on.
Wait a minute. Take it easy. There's a storm outside. We don't know who's in that boathouse. Let's not rush into things.
But, Herbie, I thought you wanted to help Miss Gilmore. Remember, chivalry's not dead.
Sure he ain't. Because he don't stick his nose in other people's business.
See, Herbie? When I tell you there's a light in the boathouse. See it through the shade?
Yeah. That gets our guys in there all right. What do we do now?
I want to get a look in that window. With all this rain and wind, we can sneak right up. He'll never hear us. Be careful. Come over here out of the light. Don't make any noise.
I'll be as quiet as a ghost. My ghost. Hey, I see him. He's dressed like a sailor. What a tough-looking guy. Say, what's he doing now, boss?
He seems to be pushing against that far wall.
Yeah, look. The wall's opening up. There's a passageway.
Why do they always have to have a passageway? Listen. We gotta work fast. Get over there next to the door. I'm gonna knock on this window. He'll see me and rush out the door after me. Then you let him have it. Are you set?
In spades.
Here we go.
Yeah, who's there? What do you want?
Here he comes, Herbie.
I'm waiting. Boy, Sonny, hey. This one good one.
You mean like this?
Oh. Hey. What a shot. One wallop and he...
I started to take Theratan before I was 35. Here, help me drag him inside.
Okay. Get a load of this guy's puss. What a nasty looking face. He looks decrepit.
Use this rope and tie him up tight. I'll gag him with my handkerchief. Now, I guess that'll hold Mr. X for a while. Come on, we've got some exploring to do in the passageway. Give me your flashlight and get out your gun. Well, here we go. Andy Hardy finds a tunnel.
It's kind of damp in here. Say, it looks like we're going right up inside the house. Do you think this is such a good idea?
Yeah, and any second we should find the body of Lee Singh.
I don't like this. I wish Dick Tracy was here with us.
I wish Dick Tracy was here without us. Herbie. Herbie, look up ahead there.
How do you like that? Lee Singh's body, just like you said. Ah, you knew he was here all the time.
See those stairs over there?
Yeah, we're back in the house, I guess.
Right. Now, I've got a job for you. That wall at the top must work the same way as the one in the boathouse. Follow me and then wait while I go inside. And if I'm not out in 5 minutes, come in and get me. And if I do come out, you know what to do.
I got you, boys. Watch your step.
Yes, when this is over, I'll have my head examined. Again. Well, good luck to me.
You come in, Mr. Smith?
Huh?
I've been expecting you.
Thanks. I was out for a walk, you see, and I
must congratulate you. You've been a very astute young man.
And if you don't point that gun at me, I'll remain young a little longer.
You read my thoughts, Mr. Smith. You will now have the privilege of joining Lee Singh.
Well, since you've made up your mind, I hope you won't think me too personal if I ask you just one question. Why did you murder Lee Singh, if you'll pardon the expression?
I see no possible harm in answering your question. Lee Singh was my accomplice. He wanted to be my partner. I have no partner. Now turn around and march down that passageway. I'll be right behind you, so...
So?
Seems a pity that one so clever as you should die so stupidly. Die and rot in a sandy grave.
Say, do you do much work on Inner Sanctum?
You're very humorous, Mr. Smith. Now, down those stairs. I haven't much time to...
Nice work, Herbie.
But, boss, I can't figure it. That's Jonathan. He's paralyzed from the waist down.
Did you hit him hard?
Yeah, I gave him a good one.
Now he's paralyzed from the waist up.
Boss, we're finally on our way back to civilization. I guess you're glad to get away from there, aren't you, Miss Gilmore?
I certainly am, Herbie. And, Jeff, I don't know how to thank you for all you've done.
Oh, it was nothing, Pat. I look good in gray hair.
Look, not to change the subject, but I still would like to get the lowdown on what happened to me this weekend.
What's puzzling you, Herbie?
Well, I deducted that Uncle Jonathan's paralysis was strictly a phony, and that he knocked off Lee's thing. But there's a couple of little items that keep bothering me, like, did Jonathan poison Miss Gilmore's pooch? Who was the guy in the boathouse? How come the boathouse smelled so funny? Why was all that grub in the pantry? And finally, what was Uncle Jonathan's racket?
Well, here's the quiz, kid. What sort of business would it be that requires large arc lamps, too strong for taking pictures, and a house that faces the ocean? A business that needs a huge supply of rice, a large boat, a tough-looking sailor, plus a secret passageway from a boathouse that smelled just like a Chinese laundry. What kind of business would that be, Herbie?
Well, I deduct that
That's right. You're right, Herbie. Snuggling Chinese. You see, these poor fellows must have been brought over on tramp steamers. Jonathan used the big lights for signals, and the sailor picked them up in the boat. He kept them up the house, took them up through the tunnel. Jonathan kept them there until they were called for.
Yeah. And if they weren't called for in 30 days, they were his.
Oh, Herbie. Somewhere between your mouth and your brain, there must be a bottleneck.
Jeff, I hope you don't think I'm being unintelligent, but one point still puzzles me. How did Uncle Jonathan fix up that fake owl?
Pat, that's where you're wrong. You see, there really is a hooting owl at Greystone.
What? You mean there really was an owl?
What do you mean?
Well, you know that wild duck you had for breakfast this morning?
Yes.
That was no duck.
This is Ken Niles inviting you to tune in again next week at this same time to hear another adventure with the amazing Mr. Smith, starring Alan Jocelyn and Ed Brophy. Original music is composed and conducted by Lud Zlufkin. These programs are written and produced by Martin Gosch and Howard Harris and come to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.